Jamie and Locker with you on a Wednesday afternoon on the Green Zone. A busy one for you. We will assess Britton Gray's mental health when it comes to Cowboys fandom a little later on. Is Jerry Jones, the viral clip is going around, as he likes to keep things a soap opera with the Dallas Cowboys. And when it's all quiet, he'll stir the pot just to get people talking about his Cowboys again, because that's the way to build a championship culture. So funny.
But fans must... I'm not a fan, but when you hear him say, like, when he opens his word hole on his face and that comes out, what are you thinking?
I need to cheer for a new team.
Exactly. Exactly.
Also on the
show.
Would
you want to play for that guy?
No. Bo Levi Mitchell's going to be in here on the Green Zone, the Hamilton Tiger Cats quarterback, as we get set for what's, hey, the under 1,500 tickets available. That's a move of over 500 tickets from yesterday, with 1,000 the day before. I don't think Locker's going to have to dye that goatee. We'll see. We'll see.
I guaranteed it. Looking, I put like, it on the board.
Looking like the first sellout of the year, and it's, well, Dave Naylor called it the game of the year on TSN today.
Wow.
Each and every day, we begin this Green Zone with the starting lineup, the top sports headlines. This guy's coming up on the show as well today. Matthew Fox of the Regina Red Sox knocked off the Saskatoon Berries in Game 3 last night, with Fox throwing that final out.
It was awesome. A couple guys got on base at the end, got a little nervous, and then he got that ball hit to me. Able to catch it, throw the guy out, and end the game.
Yes, the Matthew Fox and the Regina Red Sox 6-2 win over the Saskatoon Berries last night, as the Red Sox into their first championship series since 2019, trying to win their first title since 2012. They move on to take on Sylvan Lake in the WCBL final. That starts tomorrow. And it is not a 1-1-1. It's not a home, away, home.
Smart, right?
Because of the almost 9-hour bus ride from Regina to Sylvan Lake. Sylvan Lake does have home field in Game 3, so they'll play Game 1 in Regina tomorrow. Curry Field tomorrow.
7 o'clock.
Tickets already on sale. And as Gary Brotza will tell you, there's no sell. They'll keep shoehorning people into Curry Field.
I think they should have a shoehorn section.
And then the next two games, Friday and Saturday, of course, Saturday if necessary, will be in Sylvan Lake. Also, hey, a huge congratulations. I know a lot of disappointed Berries fans out there, but congratulations to a great second season in Saskatoon. They broke the record, most regular season wins. That's a heck of an accomplishment. And unfortunately, the Regina Red Sox just got hot at the right time for Saskatoon.
So the Red Sox finished 29-27 on the season.
Mm-hmm.
And the Berries finished 46-9. They lost 9 games in the regular season, and they got knocked off in the semifinals.
It's the second year in a row this has happened.
Yeah.
Where the team that breaks the regular season wins record, Sylvan Lake did it last year and then lost the West Final. Saskatoon does it this year, loses the East Final. It's who gets hot at the right time when it comes to baseball.
We'll stick with baseball. The Jays take Game 1 in their 3-game series against the Cubs.
Who hits a fly ball pretty well tagged to left field. Papp's going to turn and watch it go. Varsho hits it to deep right field, and another home run for Dalton Varsho.
So Clements got a 3-run homer in the fourth inning. Man, he has been a big part of the success here
for the Jays this season. Bottom of the eighth, Varsho, you just heard it, his 12th homer. He's only played 32 games this season, Jamie. So he could definitely come on and be a major factor in the playoffs, which the Jays look to be bound. AL East leaders, 4.5 games ahead of Boston. I believe the Red Sox, yes, the Red Sox got a big win yesterday, so they stay within reach of the Jays for that top spot. The Jays hit 70 wins, and we talked about this with JB, Justin Blackwell, about an hour ago. Their best start since?
92.
Game two tonight, just after 5 o'clock.
Let's go to football. The Riders, day two of practice, and yeah, this team not satisfied just sitting here at 7-1.
We're trending where we need to be, but we still have a ways to go. If we want to sit here and pat ourselves on the back for being 7-1, there's no 7-win team that's getting into playoffs. So nobody's over here, you know, exhaling or letting off the accelerator. It's full blast go.
Of course, the Riders this week trying to match one of the best starts in franchise history. They had an 8-1 start in the 2013 season. They went on to win the Grey Cup that year. So that's the last time they were this good this early. No real big news on the injury front. One thing of note that just came down was, for load management purposes, Mike Rose did not practice today for the Rough Riders, the veteran defensive tackle that they brought over from the Calgary Stampeders. So, but it looks like pretty well the same group who played against the Montreal Alouettes before the bye week. And as of note, as I mentioned earlier, Bo Levi Mitchell, quarterback of the Hamilton Tiger Cats, will join the Green Zone later this afternoon in the 4 o'clock hour.
So Belton's on the board with the 13-5 Riders, a record for the regular season and a Grey Cup appearance.
Yes.
He did that back in June on the Green Zone Game Day broadcast. You wrote it down.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you guys have a bet with somebody that said 16-2?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Sean from Pilot Butte.
Okay.
He bet us a brisket that they'd go 16-2.
You might have to bone up on your barbecuing skills there.
If they beat Hamilton this week and go into Calgary and beat the Stampeders to go 9-1 to start the season with 8 games left, with Bombers, Montreal, Edmonton, BC, Ottawa.
Belton might have to cook some brisket.
You're passing the buck already. Well, eh?
Sean doesn't want me to make it. Like, seriously. There's only one reason he made a brisket bet, and that was to have Belton cook him one. Not me, that's for sure.
All right, we'll stick with the CFL. Alouettes lose another QB.
MBT looks left, and it's picked off. What can Ford do for you?
So is Davis Alexander out for week 11 too?
Yeah,
because he's been taking part in practice, but he's not quite ready to go. So it looks like Caleb Evans is going to be in there, the number 3, MBT, the number 2. He got hurt in week 10 on the Friday night in that loss to the Elks. I'm trying to remember what quarter it was. Was it the third quarter? I think he came back. He got knocked out in the third quarter, came back with a big ice pack on his elbow.
Well, he got benched at halftime, and then he had the ice pack on the elbow. Now okay. He's on the 6-game injured list.
Not good. Not good. Some QB troubles continuing, not only in the CFL, but specifically in Montreal for the Alouettes.
We'll see. I like Cameron Dukes with the Argos as they brought him in last year. Meanwhile, in other football news...
debut, the most aggressive guest in the history of shows, Taylor Swift!
That intro, Jason. Oh my God.
I've seen this before.
No, look, his soul has left his body.
I'm cramping.
Yes, in about 2 hours and 44 minutes, Taylor Swift will make her New Heights debut with Travis and Jason Kelce, and I appreciated she just leaned right into the she's ruining football narrative.
As we all know, you know, you guys have a lot of male sports fans that listen to your podcast, and I think we all know that if there's one thing that male sports fans want to see in their spaces and on their screens, it's more of me.
Good for her. So I'm not a fan, but good for her. I like the fact that she leans into that kind of stuff, so. I'm curious if people are watching this. Because I
the
am
North
not
American
a fan.
Podcast record for views is about 69 million. Elon Musk appeared on the Joe Rogan podcast.
Is that when he smoked the
I don't
devil's
know. I
lettuce?
Didn't watch that one. But there is speculation this might get close. You have to the tease video from was it yesterday, the day before, when she announced the little 15-second where she like unveils, hey, it's my new album. That's already broken the social media record for most views in a single day of over 169 million people have consumed that 15-second video.
My immediate reaction when we talked about this morning in the Green Zone Lounge about the numbers that it was going to get today was no, it wouldn't touch the all-time because I thought it might have been Obama on the WTF podcast with Mark Maron, but that's not even in the top five anymore. So
I'm the interesting thing for me because most of the teaser stuff is like new album.
You're colliding two worlds, right? You're colliding the entertainment world. You're colliding the sports world. You might be on to some,
I want to know how much ball they actually talk. It is a football podcast. They talk football.
I want to know if people are actually going to be watching this. 877-332-8255. Are you or somebody in your family going to be like, is your family going to be tuning in?
Yes.
Okay.
And the thing is, all of us will be watching it. My wife, my daughter, 7-year-old, me, will probably all be watching it. For various different reasons. But it's been a very, very, like, as upfront of a relationship has been, it's been a very private relationship.
Well,
one of the biggest names in NFL.
It's a public relationship, but they do keep things fairly quiet.
Yeah, nobody knows. There's betting odds on whether or not they're engaged. And will that be announced on the podcast today, that they're actually engaged or pregnant? Or will Travis propose? Gambling sites are putting bets out there for people on what's going to happen during the New Heights podcast that is released at 5 o'clock tonight. I know that, like Taylor Swift says, they have a large male audience. We do as well on the Green Zone. I'm just wondering, any guys out there who are going to be like me, probably watching the same podcast with their teenage daughter because Taylor Swift's on?
I'm very curious. I will say this. I'm not a fan. I don't get her I understand she's talented. I don't get the level of success she has. I've never understood it. Having said that, for whatever reason, I'm intrigued. I don't know why, and I will probably end up watching this stupid thing myself.
Not
this
probably.
Just came in, absolutely watching the podcast with my granddaughter. So there you go. Okay.
1-877-332-8255. As we continue here on the Green Zone, our very own Murray Wood has a thought about Saturday's football game.
There is no reason for the game against Bo Levi Mitchell and Hamilton this Saturday not to be sold out.
So, is he right? Should this game be a sellout?
Yes!
Guaranteed. If Rider fans want to maintain, we are the best fans in the CFL. This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Jamie Locker with you here on the Green Zone. Kirk texting in. Murray is incorrect. There is actually a reason for this game not to be a sellout, and that is Locker could dye his goatee jet black.
My goatee guarantee, if it's not a sellout, I have to go jet black just for men.
So there is a reason not to sell out. Now, as I've said and declared, this is not our purpose, is to dissuade people from going to the game on Saturday. This was just a Locker guarantee that he believes it's going to be a sellout.
Family day.
That is family day.
Take grandma.
Aunts, uncles.
Everybody.
Cousins.
It's going to be a
family,
great day.
Friends. Should be good weather. And it should be a dandy football game with the Riders and the Tiger Cats.
We will see you there.
The top two teams in the CFL.
Time now for the Green Zone 1 Minute Drill, the latest in sports. The Toronto Blue Jays back at it against the Cubbies after a win last night. The Regina Red Sox are getting set for the League Championship Series. They will take on the Sylvan Lake Gulls in their first league final appearance since 2019 after beating the Saskatoon Berries in the third and deciding game last night in Saskatoon. The Red Sox will start the series at home because of travel. They've decided to do one game in Regina for game one, and games two, and if necessary, game three, will be held in Sylvan Lake. The Helenka Gretzky Cup, the U18 tournament going on right now, and Canada is leading at Czechia 3-0. They've just scored two goals in about the last 3 minutes after being 1-0 after two periods. So a good sign there for the Canadian squad. Coming up next, how you could see the first Labor Day Classic in color. That's coming up next with the executive director of the Saskatchewan Sports Hall of Fame, Aaron Stankovich, on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Hope you're enjoying your Wednesday afternoon, Saskatchewan. This is the Green Zone. Jamie and Locker with you. Of course, coming up, Bo Levi Mitchell will be in, the quarterback of the Hamilton Tiger Cats, to get set for what is lining up to be a sellout with the Riders and the Hamilton Tiger Cats on Saturday at Mosaic Stadium. We do know that it will be a sellout for the Labor Day Classic with the Riders and the Bombers. Labor Day weekend, of course. And the Saskatchewan Sports Hall of Fame has something special to commemorate the 60th anniversary. Yes, it's the 60th Labor Day Classic this year in Regina. And the executive director of the Saskatchewan Sports Hall of Fame, Aaron Stankovich, joins us here on the Green Zone. Aaron, thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Now, coming up, this is August 26th at the Provincial Archives of Saskatchewan. Let me get this straight. You can watch the first Labor Day game in color?
Yeah, so part of our collection is we have footage from the first Labor Day Classic. So it took place here in Regina at Taylor Field in 1949. And so we've partnered with our friends at the Provincial Archives, and we're going to be showing this great footage.
So can you, I don't know, maybe we're asking you a question that you may not be able to answer, but how does one go about making footage this old color, Aaron?
You know, I'm not too sure. We had the file. We had the reels as part of our collection. And then a couple of years ago, we digitized them. And, you know, what we got in return was color footage. So we believe it was color film, which is hard to believe, but... yeah, it's great to see the footage and how much the game has changed. The gameplay has changed, the pace, and even some of the plays. So it will be really interesting. We have two historians with us. One will be Rob Vanstone, and the other is Tom Fuzeshi, and they will be providing commentary and pointing some things out about the game and what life was like as a Saskatchewan Rough Rider in 1949, what life was like as a Regina resident, as a fan. So it should be really interesting for, you know, any football fan or aficionado.
So you've watched a little bit of this.
Mm-hmm.
How much has the game changed, Aaron, from 1949 to the current state of the Trevor Harris-led Rough Riders?
Yeah, it's there's a lot of start and stop. a lot of start and stop and a lot of kicking. Yeah, you guys would probably know more about that than I do, but... they would get the ball and then they'd just kick it, and then somebody else would get the ball and they'd kick it. So.
I guess this would be pre-forward pass days, too.
I think the forward pass had been invented, but I think they were still just sort of getting more to the new game. And then there's also fun things like a dog runs on the field at one point. So.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
So it's really
was anybody
really
smoking on the sidelines?
I'm not too sure. Maybe.
Well, Ron Lancaster used to, so...
The refs having a Having a dart.
A dart on the side. I'm not too sure. You'll have to come and find out.
So, okay, that is August 26th, yes. 7 o'clock at the Provincial Archives. Correct. That is off Broad Street, of course, in Regina. Gearing up for the 60th Labor Day Classic. Now, you already have things going on at the Saskatchewan Sports Hall of Fame, special exhibits to celebrate the 60th Labor Day Clash.
Yeah, we have a small exhibit about Labor Day in Regina. So we have some neat artifacts on display, a blazer from the 1949 game. Something you guys might be familiar with is some gloves. I think it was glass cutting gloves Elgar used to wear.
The old orange glass cutters, yeah.
The old orange glass cutters. We brought those out, so they're on display. So just a couple of interesting things to sort of celebrate football in Saskatchewan and Regina over the past 60 years.
Hey, Erin, tell us a little bit about the Shake the Lake plans.
Yeah, so we have a traveling mobile exhibit. It's a big semi-trailer. It has a museum in it, and we're fortunate enough to be welcomed to Shake the Lake. That's taking place on the 22nd and 23rd at the Connexus Arts Center. So we'll be set up there from about 3 to 8 p.m. So if people are going to be at Shake the Lake and are kicking around, stop by and check out some Saskatchewan sport history.
Erin Stankiewicz joining us, Executive Director of the Saskatchewan Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating 60 years of the Labor Day Classic. Now, it wasn't every single year they'd play the Labor Day Classic, of course. 1949 started, and then they'd break, and then they'd
get... before the CFL even started, right?
Yeah, but now it's... now it's full go every single year. Lockhart and I were talking. They wouldn't have called it the Labor Day Classic in 1949.
No.
When did they start calling it the Labor Day Classic?
That's a question for the historians. But we definitely have, there's a title card at the beginning of the footage that identifies that it is Labor Day. It was sort of the Western Canadian Football League, I think, at that time. It was called something different. So I'm not too sure. I'm sure Rob Benson will know for sure.
Rob will probably text me in about 2 minutes.
Actually, check your phone right now.
Yeah, I'm checking my phone just in case.
It is kind of crazy that it's been 60 years of this event, right?
Yes. I mean, it's a great tradition. You know, we're all about celebrating history of sport in Saskatchewan and making sure that we share that history with the public and that they understand where different sports came from, how they developed in the community. And this is a great opportunity to sort of have that conversation about, like I said, what it was like to be a player, a fan, what life was like in Regina.
Erin, for those listening, maybe they're coming in for, you know, this weekend or coming through Regina this summer, or take us to the Saskatchewan Sports Hall of Fame in Regina, just off Vic there. What do people experience just at the museum itself, aside from the, of course, the anniversary of the Labor Day Classic and celebrating this classic rivalry?
Yeah, we have a display on right now. It's called Building Blocks. So it's celebrating builders and coaches and mentors, those people that really contribute to sport and contribute to growing the sport and growing the athletes. So that's sort of our feature display. But we also have a lot of interactive things for kids and families. You know, STEM in sport, little tests that you can do. And of course, we have our Hall of Fame, which is great. A lot of people come through once they take a look at our Wall of Fame. They can find people that they are related to, and they can look it up on our digital touchscreen. So it really is wonderful. If you are a fan of sports, and if you're a fan of Saskatchewan, you can really learn a lot.
Actually, that's something that I learned when I moved here, is that there is very little separation from anybody that is from Saskatchewan. So do you overhear a lot of those conversations in the building? Oh, that's my uncle's brother's sister's cousin's mother. They used to own the gas station. Because anytime somebody shows up from Saskatchewan on the TV when I'm in our boss's office, I get that. I overhear that conversation.
We get that all the time. And a lot of people are really surprised and really proud. They didn't know that their aunt was in the Hall of Fame. And so it is some really sweet moments at times when people can look up and discover something about their families and about their communities.
It's a stereotype, but it's true. And it's endearing.
It's a big, small town.
Our province so great. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Erin, of course, coming up in September, it is the 2025 induction ceremony to the Saskatchewan Sports Hall of Fame. How can people take part? What do you got going on with the Hall of Fame to gear up for the induction ceremony next month?
Yes, our induction ceremony takes place on September 20th, and it's open to the public, so people can buy tickets and attend. So we have a great class of inductees this year. We have the 97, 98 Rams, John Ryan, our first ever water polo and rugby inductees. So we're going to have a great mix of sport enthusiasts there. So I suspect it to be a very fun night. So people can definitely get tickets and join. We welcome that for sure. We are also doing, we'll be launching an online auction probably after Labor Day. For sports fans, they can keep in mind, keep us in mind for sure. We have wonderful jersey donations, signed jersey donations from NHL teams from the Hornung family. We're inducting Brad Hornung, for those in Regina would be familiar with Hammond. They've been very generous with their time. They have a lot of goodwill throughout the NHL and the league. So we have wonderful items that will be up for auction, and all of those funds go to supporting programming for the Sports Hall of Fame so we can bring kids into the hall and continue to tell stories of our inductees and of sport in the province.
And for any of the conversation, if you made a mistake and want to catch up, SaskSportsHallOfFame.com is where you can find all the information and how to take part if you want to go to the induction ceremony as well in September, or find out more about the Labor Day Classic Rivalry exhibits around. Aaron, thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
Thank you for having me. It's always wonderful.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thanks. Is Aaron Stankiewicz joining us from the Saskatchewan Sports Hall of Fame. Jamie and Locker with you here on the Green Zone. Is still to come, we'll talk to a member of the Regina Red Sox, Matthew Fox, as they celebrate their East title off to the championship series. Of course, felling the Saskatoon Berries last night, 6-2. Every game was the away team won.
The previous series, it was a lot of win on the road, lose at home, win on the road. It seems to be a bit of a theme in this year's playoffs in the WCBL.
So we'll dig in with Matthew Fox about that story. Also, here on the Green Zone today, we want to know...
There is no reason for the game against Bo Levi Mitchell and Hamilton this Saturday not to be sold out.
Is Murray Wood right? Should this be a sellout? Or should we shame Rider Nation if it's not sold out? Do we have to go to Winnipeg, say, fine, take the trophy, you're the best fans in the Canadian Football League now, we couldn't sell out the 7-1 Riders against the 6-3 Hamilton Tiger Cats. Here's the title. You're the best fans now.
Pump the brakes there, Nye. Pump the brakes.
I'm just asking the question.
It's going to be a sellout.
It's looking that way. Murray Wood says it better be. Or maybe we have to just accept it.
Fans might be
in the Canadian Football League.
Whoosh.
1-877-332-8255.
All right, Luke Nye.
Coming up next on the Green Zone. On this day in sports history, let's do a little Rider history today on this day in sports history, because a Rough Rider record was set on this day. We'll remember it next on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Jamie and Locker with the Ear in the Green Zone. Dean just texted in two separate questions when it comes to, should Saturday's game be a sellout? Yes, says Dean, it should be. Does it mean the Riders aren't as good a fan base as the Bombers if they don't sell it out? No.
I'm with Dean.
Bombers have a population of 800,000 within a half-hour drive. Riders have 300,000 within 600,000 within 3 hours. I said this earlier on the Green Zone this year. Bomber fan, 11 straight sellouts.
Yeah.
What's wrong with Rider Nation? That's the population is an issue. 800,000 people within a 30-minute drive. You have 600,000 within a 3-hour drive of Mosaic Stadium. So, come on.
Ask Edmonton how they feel about Saskatchewan Rough Rider fans. It's the only chance they make money in their building.
And Calgary, too. And it used to actually be Winnipeg until they got good and their bandwagon got full.
Hepbridge Farm remembers.
Open. Chicago with the lead.
It is Joe Sakic. Scores. Joe Sakic. Scores.
You better promise me I'll be back in time.
Yeah, I know that. You know me.
Gotta get back in time.
On this day in sports history, a Ryder record was set on August the 13th, the year 2017.
And it's a deep pass that is picked off. And Geedy comes up with the interception. Jennings time downfield. Another interception. And another by Ed Geedy. And on the return, it's Geedy to the 5. Touchdown. Going to take a shot. And that up for grabs. And Ed Geedy's got another. Oh, it's by Geedy. It is 4 on the night.
Yes, 4 interceptions in one game for Ed Geedy.
4 touchdowns, too?
No, just 1 touchdown.
Oh, okay.
But it was a 40...
Did he get 4 pick 6?
41-8. The Riders beat Jonathan Jennings and the BC Lions on this day as Ed Geedy breaks the Rider record for most interceptions in a single game when he got 4 of them. Remember Jonathan Jennings? He had like 5,500 yards passing one year. He was going to be like the next great thing in the Canadian Football League. And then, well, he threw 4 interceptions against Ed Geedy. It was pretty well all downhill from there.
That's going to sting for a bit.
And it was all Jonathan Jennings, too. All those interceptions were Jonathan Jennings thrown in a 41-8 win for the Riders. Meanwhile, the latest in sports... The Regina Red Sox now getting set for the league championship series. It starts tomorrow in Regina. Then the final 2 games of the best of 3 championship series will be in Sylvan Lake. They did that because of the 9-hour travel between the 2 centers. Also in baseball, the Jays continue their 3-game set against the Chicago Cubs after taking game 1 last night. Back at it at the Rogers Center tonight. It was cool last night, the players kind of honoring having Buck Martinez back in the building.
Good to see Buck back.
At the end of the game last night. Rider news today, no Mike Rose at practice, did not participate, although it's listed as load management for the veteran defensive tackle. We'll look ahead at that story throughout the week, and the depth chart comes out on Friday. Of course, Bo Levi Mitchell still coming up from the Hamilton Tiger Cats, but directly ahead, one of the members of the Regina Red Sox going to the championship series is shortstop Matthew Fox next on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.